we are in Shaar Dalet Perek Vav. And if you have a sefer, so please open it. If you don't have a sefer, please get one. And here, what he said in the first part of Perek Vav was that as much as he feels that learning is not an act of Yerushalayim, nevertheless, it is the kli of Yerushalayim and the oitzer, Yerus Hashem hi oitzaroi, that's the oitzer of Yerushalayim, and he's learning like a lamdan, that there's a difference between the kli that holds it and the Torah itself, and there's a subtle difference in how you learn for that matter. And our job is to make a kli, and then the kli becomes, as I said on Thursday, Malchus leisle megar meklum, so the Malchus itself becomes part of the spheros, and therefore, like Kabbalistically, you can understand that the kli becomes a heftza of Torah, which probably means, as I said a few days ago, that that's a different idea than Torah becomes a heftza of Yerushalayim. Torah becomes a heftza of Yerushalayim is like, okay, I'm doing it like tefillah. That's not what Torah is supposed to be. It's an exercise of our mind, of knowing Yedias Hashem, knowing Ratzon Hashem. It's a whole different idea. So what you want is your Yerushalayim to be kafuf to the Torah, not the Torah be kafuf to Yerushalayim. That's what we said until now. I want to go further.
Rebbe, before you continue, do you mind starting the recording?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. That's your job, Dan. Okay. How do you know I didn't start the recording?
It has, there's a little red blinking light.
Oh, okay. Happy to be surrounded with such knowledgeable people. Anyways, we are in Perek Vav, Shaar Dalet Perek Vav, part two. And part two says, V'loy oy. Do you see it there?
Well, so some people have to mute their microphones.
Yeah.
If you go to the bottom left of your screen where the microphone icon is, click it so you can mute yourself in case you have some background noise coming.
Right. By the way, when you're muted, if you want to talk, I think all you have to do is push the space bar and talk. V'loy oy, it says the Nefesh HaChaim. I'll tell you something more than that. More than the Yerushalayim being a kli and being a kli for Torah, v'loy oy, now we have another fantastic chiddush, which I alluded to on Thursday. Elokigam ba'oisai ha'eis, sha'adam oisek b'toira limata, that at the exact same time that we're being oisek b'toira, kilo right now we're learning Nefesh HaChaim. So kol teva shemoitzi mipiv, hein advarim yoitzin kiv yachol gam mipiv yisparach ba'oisai ha'eis mamash. Okay, so chiddush. The chiddush is that as we're learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiv yachol is learning. Like Lahavdil, I'm just, you know, like it reminds me of the Chazal, it's Maskir, I'm just saying a mashal, that it says that if you quote somebody who's already in Olam HaEmes, so as you're learning his Torah, Siv Soysav Doiva Vois Bekever, right? So, Kivyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're learning Torah, he's learning the same Sugya, and he's learning our Torah. Hein hein advar mayotzen kivyachal gam mipiv yisparach, ba'oysoi ho'eis mamash. What he wants to accomplish with this is, you know, just shtel zechvar, how much your shamayim has to be in your kli if you're literally not just learning Torah, the Ratzon Hashem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only learning b'chavrusa, but the Hashem is learning what we're learning, based on what we're learning. So the learning has to be good. You know, the learning has to be good. And he brings a very interesting raya to this yesod that I didn't see anybody say it quite like this. Kedashkechon beperakama de Gittin, because we find the Gemara in Gittin, Gabi Pelegesh Bagiva, Vatizna Alav Pilagshay. Now, let's just learn this intelligently. The story of Pelegesh Bagiva, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, it's a very unpleasant story. But it's in the Torah. And the story of Pelegesh Bagiva was that there was somebody, Mi Beis Levi, it was a Levi who had a Pilegesh, a concubine. And they lived together. And then Vatisne Olav Pilagshay, it says in the Torah, Latizna Olav Pilagshoy, which the simple pshat is that she did a maisa's nus, she prostituted herself while she was the Pilagesh of this man from Levi. Any case, he got this is in the Tanakh, it says that he got angry at his Pilagesh, he threw her out of the house. She went back to her father's house, which was in the bottom of Shevet Binyamin, like around Beit El. And there she stayed, and then the Levi felt bad that he threw this Pilagesh out. I guess he missed her. So he went to find the Pilagesh, and he found her, and he was Mephias her, and he said, come back home with me. And as they were moving through Binyamin, so the people of Binyamin raped her and killed her. It was a terrible, terrible story for Binyamin, and it caused a civil war because what kind of mishagas is that? The Jews were doing such a thing, so here's a civil war. If you look at the map of Israel, by the way, they lived in Ephraim, which was higher, and he went down to the bottom of Binyamin, so they just went straight up to Israel through the map, you know, right through the map. And the whole Binyamin got involved in this whole civil war. By the way, the Torah, while we're here, the Tanakh tells us that the reason all this happened, this huge civil war where thousands of people died, was because lo haya melech b'Yisrael. There was no melech at that time in Klal Yisrael. It was a lack of leadership. So that's when everybody does what they think is right, and they're, they call Ish B'Yashar Yased, everybody's, vigilant, what's the, a vigilante, what's it called?
Vigilante,
taking the law into their own hands. So that's what happened, and this is what happened. A whole civil war broke out, something we can relate to Ad Hayom Hazeh. Finally, it was terrible, and they finally put Shevet Binyamin, the whole Shevet Binyamin, into Cherem, and they said nobody's allowed to have anything to do with Binyamin, nobody's allowed to marry anybody from Binyamin. But then they saw afterwards that they're ending a Shevet in Klal Yisrael, and if you end a whole Shevet in Klal Yisrael, if nobody's allowed to get married there, nobody's allowed to, so even though they can marry each other, so the Gemara asked that question, but if you're ending a whole Shevet, but you're putting a whole Shevet in Cherem, that's no good either. So they ended the Cherem. And it was on Tu B'Av, that was one of the things that happened on Tu B'Av, that everybody started marrying the B'nois Binyamin Od HaPam. So now the Gemara says, that's the story of Pilagesh Begiva Bekitzer, there's so much more to it, Ayin Shem. If the Gemara in Gittin, very, very unusual Gemara, the Gemara says, I have it in front of me, it's on Gittin Davava Mbeis. The Gemara is going into Vatizne Olav Pilagshoy. The whole thing started, let's go back to the beginning of the story of Pilagesh Begiva. The whole thing started Vatizne Olav Pilagshoy, that there was a man and his Pilagesh, Ish Mishevet Levi and his Pilagesh, and the Pilagesh was Mezane Tachta. Now, so the whole thing started from Maisa's Nus. That's the Pashat of Shad and the Pasuk. But the Gemara says, we don't know if it was a Maisa's Nus. Toisus explains Ala Makom and Gittin that the Lashon's Nus can mean two things. Like, Znus can come from the word Znus, or Znus can also come from the word Mezainos. Lamashal Rachav Hazaina. Rachav Hazaina, was she, by the time of the beginning of Yeshua, was she a Zaina, or did she have a Makolet? That's a Machoikas in the Gemara. What's up with Rachav Hazaina, and Yeshua ended up marrying Rachav Azayna. So it was Lav Dafka, as it was a Maisa's Nus. And the Gemara is interested for some reason, which we need to understand. The Gemara is interested in what was the original argument about, that argument was a domestic fight. Somebody fights with his Pilagesh. They had an argument. So that argument caused thousands and thousands of people to die. So it's a Peladika thing. So the Gemara says like this, Fatizna Olav Pilagesh, this is in Gittin, the Havavam and Beis. So Machloikis Rabbi Avyasar and Rabbi Yonason, two Amorim. Rabbi Avyasar and Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Avyasar, and this is where the Nefesh HaChaim starts to quote, but I want to give you the whole context. Rabbi Avyasar, Aymer, Zvuv Matzalah. What happened? Wasn't a Maisa's Nus. She fed him some food. The Pelagesh fed him some food, and he found a fly inside the food, inside the soup. Well, so since he found a fly inside the soup, he threw her out, and
like Paro in Saramashka.
Exactly, exactly. You see how a fly can cause such unbelievable ramifications. Zvuv Matzala. Rabbi Yonason Amar Nima Matzala. No, he didn't find a fly in the soup. He found a hair in the soup. So, like... Maisa B'chayom. Yeah, exactly. So, okay. It seems, what the point being, first of all, it's a machlekes and metzias. Was it a fly? Was it a hair? Was it something else? What is the deep meaning of it? But that's what it was. So it seemed like almost an insignificant machlekes, if you think about it. If you'll say that it was a difference whether it was znus or not znus, so okay, maybe that's more significant. But here the machlekes is, was it a fly or was it a hair? So the Gemara says...
Talk about, why Binyamin got involved, that's a different question. Also, we'll get to that.
That's a different question. But right now we're talking about Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi in the Pilegesh. And on this, Chazal say, by the way, that when Yaakov gave a bracha, he said that this is a Levi Lishitasa. Like, in other words, Levi Shimon v'Levi Achim v'Apam Harguish. Got to watch out for these Kohanim. Hotheads. So it's interesting because the one who solved the whole problem at the end of the Parakeh Pilegesh, we give us something we have to give serious attention to, but was Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen, which I can't imagine was the same Pinchas ben Elazar, but whatever, Pinchas ben Elazar was always the name of the Kohen who was the big Kanoi, and he had to solve it, and he had to make peace, and he did. So it says the Gemara like this, Ashkechei Rebev Yasser le'Eliyahu. Evyasar found Eliyahu Anavi, or maybe Eliyahu Anavi found him, Ashkeche. In other words, Evyasar, Rabbi Evyasar, the Amira, bumped into Eliyahu Anavi. Omer Le, and he said to Eliyahu Anavi, Mai ka'ovid kutcha brichu, tell me, give me insight, what is Hashem doing right now? Omer Le, so Eliyahu Anavi told him, Osuk bepilegesh begiva. Hashem is learning the sugya of Pilegesh Begiva. It goes without saying that none of us understand the omic of what's going on here, but what we understand. He said, what's Hashem learning? He could be learning Hilchos Tefillin, he could be learning Hilchos Tzitzis, or why is he learning altogether? But no, he's learning Torah, and he's learning the story of Pilegesh Begiva. Asik bePilegesh Begiva. Omaiko Amar Sir Rabbi Yasser said to Eliyahu Navi, and what is he, what's out there, what's a gut about Pilegesh Begiva? Amar Le, so Eliyahu told him that Hashem is saying this, quote, Ev Yasser b'ni kachu oimer, Yonasim b'ni kachu oimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning, and he's saying, this is what my son Ev Yasser says, that it was a Zavuv, and this is what my son Yonasim says, that it was a Nima. So this what seems to be like a trivial little machlei, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mom is right there. Amar Leiser, Rav Yasser says, Chas v'shalom. What do you mean? Umi kasveka kamishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether it was a hair, or whether it was a fly, or whether it was nus mamish. Why doesn't he just say? Amar Leiser, so Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Elu ve'elu will divrei likim chayim heim. That they're both MS. Zvuv matzah v'loi hikpit. And the pshat is, to say, Eliyahu Navi's pshat. Zvuv, matzah, v'loi hikpit. First, this Levi found a zvuv, a fly. And, okay, found the fly, it happens. But nima matzah, but when he found a hair already, he says, okay, this is too much, this is careless. V'hikpit. Rav Yehuda touched up the story, and he says, Rav Yehuda, this is the Amira, zvuv, bakara, nima, boy, semakim, zvuv, miyususa, nima, basakanta. Ikadamri, Idib, Idib, Bakari, it was all in the kitchen. Zvuv, Ainsa, Nima, Pshiasa. Zvuv is different because a Zvuv was an Ainesh, and a hair is a Pshia. You got to be more careful, wear a hairnet. Okay, so the Nefesh HaChaim learns from here. He looks at the Gemara deeply. And I think the key Nakuda here is that because these two Gedolim we're learning the sugya of Pilegesh Begiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was learning the sugya of Pilegesh Begiva. There's other people learning in other places. Okay, so Hashem is Kol Yachol. But not only that, ad kadei kach, that the nuance of, and what is he saying about Pilegesh Begiva? He's saying, Ev Yasser B'nei and Yonos B'nei. He's quoting us. He's quoting you. Ev Yasser B'nei. And even though, L'chaira, this is Rabbi Yasser B'nei, one's right and one's wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kula Yames, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. So the big raya that we have from here is that as we're learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning with us. And whatever pshat that comes to our mind that we say, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says over that pshat, right? Moshe b'ni, Yisrael b'ni, whoever it might be, Rivka b'ti, whoever's learning Torah, whatever pshat they're saying, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying pshat, mashma to me, even if it's the wrong pshat. Could be even if it's the wrong pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over this pshat. And that's a bechina of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. It's a Mardukhi Gemara the Nefesh HaChaim brings out. None of the Mepharshim, by the way, the Rishonim or the Acharonim learned this from this. So this is, Nefesh HaChaim says, we're going to see this in another couple of sentences, but I want to dwell on this just another minute. This is the pshat where the Gemara tells us, the famous Gemara, the Gemara tells us that Afilu Talmud Katan, even if a young Talmud says a Chiddush in front of his Rebbe, in other words, a Cheder kid in second grade, says a Chiddush in front of his Rebbe, that's also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught that Chiddush to Moshe Misinai. Now, Hava Amino, all these years, we thought that the pshat was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered everything when he taught Moshe Rabbeinu. Every possibility, even the possibility of what a Cheder kid is going to say. No, it's a different thing. That as the Rebbe's learning with the child in Cheder, so there is a reenaction in real time of Matan Torah. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered. Yeah, it's in there. You'll find that in Jewish history too. No. As the Rebbe is teaching in the classroom, Matan Torah is happening. A continuation of Matan Torah. And by the way, you see all the halachas of Matan Torah apply. A Bal Keri is Aser Matan Torah, Igul Isha. Originally, you're supposed to stand during Matan Torah. Just so you're supposed to stand when you're learning Torah. Almost all of Hilchos Talmud Torah is based on the fact that it's Ki'ilu, Kibalnu Behar Sinai. You see, Agav, the Gemara says that, the famous Gemara, there's two Gemaras in Chagiga, but the Tosfos in Chagiga says that by the Bris of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, so he was a big Gvir. Avuya was a very, very rich guy, was one of the Ashirim of Yerushalayim. And when he was, when he was born, Elisha ben Avuya was born. So at the Bris, the Gedolei Hador came to the Bris, and they were waiting for the Moel to show up or whatever. I guess it wasn't Moshela. So they were waiting. So they sat down, and they were all learning Torah together. And then all of a sudden, Tosfos tells a story from the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, all of a sudden a fire came down from Shemayim and surrounded them, the Gedolim that were learning Torah. So Avuya, who was a big gvir, so he ran over to the Rabbanim and says, what the heck, you're burning down my house. Achru Besi, Basa. So they said to him, don't get nervous. When we learn Torah, what's happening is a reenactment of the Mice of Har Sinai Mamash. And therefore, there's fire coming down from Shemayim. It's not going to destroy anything, because the fire that destroys, I'm saying, this is me, not Tosfos, the fire that destroys is the fire that we make. The fire that Hashem makes is not a destructive fire. It's a good fire. Like, in this world, everything has to have a good and a bad. Fire you can do good things with, you can do bad things with. But when it comes from Shemayim, a fire, Eish Minah Shemayim, Eish Tukad Al Mizbeach, Tamid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fire is only Toif. There's nothing ra in it. So that's what they told them. But what you see from that story you see from that story that, and you see the Gemara says also in Chagiga when they Kishiyatsa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mi Yerushalayim, I believe the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai left Yerushalayim, he went with two Talmidim, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and another Talmid, Rabbi Yeshua, and they were Harochiv al Hamor, the Gemara says, and they said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, teach us something about the Maisa Merkava. And he got off of his chamar, and they all sat down under a tree, and they started learning the Maisa Merkava. The reason they started learning the Maisa Merkava, why didn't they learn like Sugya and, you know, an Erechin or something? But the reason they were learning the Maisa Merkava, because this was the Chorban Bayis Sheni, and by the Chorban Bayis Sheni, they wanted to learn Maisa Merkava, which the Yecheskel said by the Chorban Bayis Rishon. And that was the Chizuk of the Shechina coming with them to Chutz Laretz. So it was the same thing by Yecheskel HaNavi and the same thing by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shechina on wheels. So they said Shnei Lanu Midi B'Maisi Merkava. The Gemara reports that as they were learning the Maisi Merkava, Yotza Eish Min HaShomayim V'Sichecha Kol HaYilonos, that an Eish came down and it singed all the trees. So, and they got scared, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, this is what happens when you learn the Maisi Merkava. But I just want to add this nekuda here, lefi the nefesh achayim. It's not just like the Maisa Merkava is so holy, so it singes the trees, mi oven zeis. But no, what was actually going on here is it was a reenactment of Har Sinai. It was the same Maisa of Har Sinai. Just when they were learning the Maisa Merkava, they weren't learning Masha Haya or Masha Yeh. They were learning the Hoiva, and right now in the Hoiva, there was a Har Sinai going on here, even though they left Eretz Yisrael and they were on their way to Bavel. But that's what Yecheskel taught in the Maisa Merkava, wheels, Merkava, the Shechina comes with us, and that was a Hemshech of the Maisa of Yecheskel, which was a Hemshech of Matan Torah, which was also in Galus. So it's important to understand the story so deeply of what was going on there. So whenever you'll find in Shas, which I believe is four or five times, that the Shesichecha Yotza Eishim in HaShemayim, Yorad Eishim in HaShemayim, V'sichecha Ayilonois. So what it means is that that's Har Sinai all over again. That's Har Sinai all over again. Yeah, everybody with me?
But can I ask that, I mean, what we were discussing the last couple of weeks about, I don't know, the Kavana of Yorad Shemayim, if somebody's doing this just as an academic exercise, would they have the same kayach?
I think, Yoni, that's exactly the point of the Nefesh HaChaim. That if the Yiras Hashem hi oitzarai, let's call it Malchus, then, which he does call it Malchus, Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim. So now you're hooking yourself. The Yiras Shemayim is not just a kli like a flower pot, but what it's doing is it's hooking the whole Marechet from the Shemayim to the Aretz. And that's where there's a reenactment of Har Sinai by Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. So if somebody's time learning, reading a book, and has nothing to do with Torah, and it's not L'shem Shemayim, and there's no Yiras Shemayim to it, so then Mehechatesa, that it's connected to the whole Marechet of the Keser and Chachma Bino Das, Chesed Gvur Tivars Netzachoy Yisoyed Malchus. That's all. You have to have Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. But when you do have Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, which is, by the way, very interesting, while you're mentioning it, that by the story of Elisha ben Avuya Acher that I just told, the Oisfir of Taisus was, the father was so excited about the Rabbanim who were able to bring fire min HaShemayim, so he said, I'm being Maktish my son Elisha, who was a Rasha, I'm going to be Maktish him to Torah. So Taisus likes the comment and he says, oh, so since his haschala was shaloi lishma, so he became a rasha, which is wild, you know. But the point is that the sugya that we're talking about over there is if the Torah has Yerushalayim or if it doesn't have Yerushalayim. Hagufa shakla v'tariyah of the Gemara, whether there is Yerushalayim or there wasn't Yerushalayim. So here's the Rabbanim bringing down an Eish min HaShemayim. Avuya, the father, is saying, that's really cool. I'm going to want that for my son, but it can't be for his son because it's Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. You hear me, Yoni?
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Right. That's good for the sugya. That what worked for the Rabbanim perforce didn't work for Elisha ben Avuya because the whole thing was Shalai Lushma. Kilu, the Gemara is asking a question as to why was Elisha, why did he go bad if he was learning Torah? And the answer is it was academic. Let me say...
Even when it wasn't his choice, even though he was fatherless.
Right, unbelievable. The environment was an environment of Shalai Lushma. Listen, I got to believe that if that was the environment, you're going to become a big rabbi, you're going to have firemen of Shemayim. So his whole chinuch was Shalai Lushma. That's the pshat. So you see that there's another nekuda of chinuch, of teaching children already to learn Lishma. And even children that learn Lishma, so even a Talmud Katan, Shalom Ad Lifnei Rabbi, Halach Halamai Shemi Sinai, it's coming down, it's Torah the Sinai. So I want to get back to the Pilagish Begiva for a moment. I want to share something with you that I saw a long time ago in a Sefer, but I don't remember where it was. It might have been the Gra. But just wanted to share while we're here. In the time of, if you look in Sefer Melachim, so there was an argument who should be the king of Israel. And the two candidates for Melech B'Yisrael was Shlomo HaMelech, it was after David HaMelech, was Shlomo HaMelech and Adoniyahu. Those are the two kings. The two tzadim of to who should be the melech, right? Everybody familiar with this a little bit? You don't have to say. That's a melachim aleph. The two tzadim of who should be the melech was like this, that Shlomo HaMelech, on the one hand, was the one that David HaMelech was moshach alav, and he said he should be the melech. He said a bit nevuah. So he should be the melech. But the Chassidei Adoniyahu said, one second, that David HaMelech did a chet with the Maisa of Bathsheba. Shlomo HaMelech is a product of that chet. So Vasepis, he should be the Melech Yisrael. Adoniyahu is pure. Shlomo is not pure. He's coming from an impure relationship. It's interesting. That's in Tanakh. That was the Shaila. I mean, it doesn't say exactly that, but L'chayr, that was the Shaila. Whether Shlomo should be the Melech, because that was the Tzivoy of Malchus based David, or should Adoniyahu be the Melech? At that time, listen to this for a minute. At that time in Melachim, the Kohen Gadol's name was Evyasar. And Evyasar was a supporter of Adoniyahu. Evyasar HaKohen, it's straight in Tanakh, the namesake of our Evyasar in our Gemara here by Pelagish Begiva, the original Evyasar, the first Evyasar I knew about, was the Evyasar HaKohen that walked around saying, Yechi Adoniyahu HaMelech. He was anti-Shlomo HaMelech. The pro Shlomo HaMelech was Yonason, who was the chaver of David. Yonason, the famous Yonason. Avas David v'Yonason. And Yonason, the same Evyasar and Yonason that are arguing by Pelagish Begiva, their namesakes, who knows how many generations earlier, were arguing about Evyasar and Yonason, the same two names. Who should be the Melech Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech, or Shlomo HaMelech or Adoniyahu? So let's keep track of the teams here. Evyasar says, only Adoniyahu, Yechi Adoniyahu HaMelech. Yonason, who is the friend of David HaMelech, says, David HaMelech anointed Shlomo, he wants Shlomo, it should be Shlomo HaMelech. What was the Shiloh? So the Svarim say, Moshe the Mefarshim on Tanakh, that the Shaila, the Machlokes between Evyasar HaKohen and Yonason, the Chaver of David HaMelech, Yonason ben Shol, was, do we let the individual, the chet of an individual, change the standing of the entire Klal Yisrael? I'm not comparing. I'm mamish not comparing, but just think of what's, you know, it's always interesting. We're living in historical times. Think about what's going on now, just as a mushel in politics. You know, let's say the prime minister, took some cigars that weren't his or something like that as a bribe. Okay, let's say it was a chet. So, can you be a melech? I'm just saying a marshal. I'm not comparing him to David HaMelech. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying a marshal. Okay, does the chet hayachid affect the whole tzibur or not? So it's interesting that Avyasser Kohen Gadol said, who's a Kohen Gadol? And he was involved with people's averis, etc. He said that, look, if David HaMelech did a chet with Bathsheba, and that produced the Shlomo HaMelech, the whole thing is not Bekdusha, the whole thing is not Betara, and he can't be the Melech. Yonason said, no. Now, you see, in other words, like, Yonason said, no, that's not the way it works. There's an Indian of Malchus. And we find a lot of times, David HaMelech himself, we find a lot of times, through the Malcha Yisrael, that Malachim do a chet, but Lev Malachim Bashamayim he. They were human, they did chet. The Torah is very honest, if you will, about the chatoim that they do. But Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. And if he's supposed to be the melech, he's the melech, period. So you hear this machlekes that's going on? Is it a machlekes? Do you look at the prat or do you look at the klal? That was the original machlekes of Yasser and Yonason. It's interesting that throughout Shas, something I saw it someplace, I don't remember, maybe in the Gra. Throughout Shas, so a Zvuv is a Lushan of an Avera. A Zvuv, Matzah Zvuv, the Gemara says a number of times, Matzah Zvuv b'may cholay, found the Chet here. Chet has a kinoy of Zvuv. The pshat, even the Gemara here says that Zvuv is referring to the chet of Arayis, that she vazana is a Zvuv, because a Zvuv doesn't care, it goes here, it goes there. This one has a kesher with this one. Like a Zvuv has no restrictions, no boundaries. A Zvuv goes wherever it is let in. So a Zvuv is like another name for an Avera. It's interesting that if you look in Chazal, when it comes to Malchus, meaning government, Malchus, so the Gemara makes a statement and it says, the Gemara in Yuma, maybe Laman Zayin, Laman Ches, that Ein Malchus Achas Negas Bechavir Ta'afilu Kemalei Nima. Meaning, it's such a political commentary. If somebody's supposed to be the Malchus, if you're the Melech, then no matter what anybody is doing, or there's other Malchus, there's no competition in Malchus. By the way, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal used to always say, you know, people used to complain that, you know, like I'm the rabbi of a shul and somebody opened up a shul next door to me and competition and blah, blah, blah. I open to have a yeshiva and now somebody else opened a yeshiva. You know, and he used to always say it was Nageya him, like, you know, he had a yeshiva. He was a pioneer in that whole Mattersdorf area. And then all of a sudden somebody opened a yeshiva across the street. So, like, that's... And the Rishivi used to always say that Ein Malchus Achas Negas Bechavirta Afilu Kamalei Nima. That's what he used to say, that there, even a hairline, these two Malchios don't mix. But you see that the separation of Malchios, when we're dealing with Malchios, it doesn't go by the individual Psak. It stays separate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesudar. So it Yecholiot, that in our Gemara by Pelegish Megiva, they weren't arguing a silly argument, if you will, whether, what did he find? Did he find a fly? Did he find a hair? The Omek HaMachloikas was that Rabbi Avyasser, Lashitasai, if you will, early on in history, Avyasser HaKohen, who he's named after, that, look, there was a chet here. Zvuv Matzah, big time, there was a chet. And being that there was a chet, that's why this whole thing happened. And Rabbi Yonason said, no, Nima. Think about Nima. And Nima has to do, is it have to do with the whole people of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't about anyone's chet, anyone's individual chet is not going to be garim civil war and push Binyamin and almost make a whole shevet of Klal Yisrael extinct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a seder with Klal Yisrael. And it's not about this one's chet or that one's chet. Nima. So you have the two new musagim this morning, a musag of zvuv and a musag of nima, which were probably the machoikis of Yasser HaKain and Yonason ben Shaul, whether Shlomo HaMelech should be the melech or whether Adonio should be the melech. So, Agav, now I said my little Torah here, the Gemara comes out at the end. Amar Rav Chista said a little bit later, he said, the Gemara back to Gidon Davav, Lo'ilam al yatal adam eima yaseir b'soich beisei. Bottom line is, don't lose your temper with your wife. That's for Lekula Alma. You can learn this, Shaharei Pilegesh Bagiva, because look at the story of Pilegesh Bagiva, Heitel Aleha Bala Ema Yisera. The husband got angry at his Pilegesh, the Pila Kama Revavais Mi Yisrael. Thousands of people died as a result. So you see, it's like, in other words, it's like you could do one tiny little thing. It's like, you know, like the butterfly effect. You could do one tiny little thing. It's almost ingermane, and it'll go and travel and travel and travel. And you know, like the butterfly effect says that if you clap your hands and you create a wind, 1,000 years later that could make a tsunami. According to Ilya Prigin, if I'm not mistaken. Let the philosophers correct me. I think he was the one who was mechadish this concept. So what he's saying is that Pelegesh Begiva, one person was makbid on his wife, that, you know, you did something wrong. V'pila kama revavais mi Yisrael. Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said on this, kolam meitil eima yaseir b'toich beisai. You can destroy the whole world. So there's a Musar Haskil to it also. But Nachzer L'Inyanenu, back to Nefesh HaChaim, what he's learning, what Rav Chaim Volozhin is learning from all this, is a different Yesod, which is not less important. And that is that everything that's being learned here is being learned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's so important. It's being learned in real time. It's being learned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including the Machlaikas. And I'm just thinking to myself, I haven't like totally worked it out, but what it means is, Eliyahu Navi said that this Shaila that you're clearing, whether a Chet Yachid should affect the entire Tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearing in that Shaila right now. That's what Eliyahu Navi said. He's not busy in Zvuv and Nima, what was in the soup. The Dayan HaMiti is looking at the way they were learning and saying, is it a din in Zvuv? Is it a din of Shlomo HaMelech, or is it a din of... this is the big vote. Kodesh Baruch is learning the Tutzdadim of Shlomo and Adoniyahu. And that's the Olmec HaDover. So let's just finish the parak here, back to the Nefesh HaChaim.
Could I ask the Binyamin why they get so involved?
So it's another sugi like Binyamin. At the end of the day, we see that Yosef looked at Binyamin and gave them the responsibility of holding the, you know, they were outside of the moral low of the Shvatim. And they always felt the responsibility, since the Birchus Yaakov, to make sure everybody's acting like a mensch. So in a sense, they were kanoim, not the same kanoim as Levi, that were working with anger, but with a different level.
In that area.
Yeah. So says the Nefesh HaChaim further. We can be zochet to finish the parak here in 5 minutes. Behu yisparach shmoi v'dibur echad. What we have to understand is, if it's true, and it is true, that as we're learning Torah right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oisek in Nefesh HaChaim. Right now he's learning what we're learning. He's Isaac and Pelagish Begiva because we're Isaac and Pelagish Begiva, and he's Isaac in the darkest of Machlekes between Avyasser and Yonason. Hu Yisbarach Shmoi V'dibur Echad. Now let's take it a step further, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah are one. In other words, with us, our whatever we say, Dibur, is different than what we are. Or in Lashon of the Gemara, we're not necessarily Piv V'Liboi Shavin. Mashenkin by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Diburai and Hu is the same thing. That's the soid of Yisrael v'Araisa v'Kudsha b'Richu Chadhu. It's all one thing. Ukimefayrish b'Tayra Akadosh b'Mishnah Tayra La'avo es Hashem Alekechem. The pasuk says, we all know the pasuk of La'avo es Hashem Alekechem. So the Gemara says, Upirshua, how do you do Avas Hashem? Upirshua Rabbi Seinu, in other words, you can have Avas Tayra. But how do you have Avas Hashem? How do you, which is, by the way, such a good question, because on the one hand, you know, we're told you can't imagine what Hashem is, you don't know what Hashem is. The minute you have a picture in your mind of Hashem, you're out. That's not the right picture. So there's this completely unimaginable, unfathomable thing called Hashem, and La'avos Hashem Alekechem. We're supposed to love Hashem. It's a gevaldik akasha. How do you love Hashem? I believe in Hashem. I can believe there's this force that's running everything, but to love Hashem? It's like what is it, like loving a molecule? I mean, what are we loving? So the teretz is, La'avos Hashem alekechem, zokt chazal, pershu rabbi senu zichronim levracha b'nedarim, b'braises, and nedarim samach beiz amad aleph, dekoy al esek ha-tayra, uledavka ba, by learning Torah, We have a gilui, like we have special glasses to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, you know, like, imagine you could have glasses that you can see all the waves around you, cell waves, microwaves, who knows what's out there, viruses. You can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu by seeing the Torah. That's Ladafka boy. L'chein amar David HaMelech al v'shalom entilim, toiv li Torah picha me'alfei zav v'chesef. Torah picha. Omar ki libi sameach ba'amali b'tayra hakadosha b'roiv ois. I have such simcha when I learn Torah. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like sitting in the chabura with us and saying over what we're saying. He's not even telling us what to say. We're saying over what he says. Ba'alai si alibi shi Torah spicha. I realize, and this is the key to the whole thing, that, Yoni, back to your question. The whole thing is that it has to be picha. Picha means that this is something you could be zelcha to, because it's picha, because it's coming straight down front through the spheres. Shekol teva mamish me'atirish ani yoseb boke eis, hakol yotze v'gamata hi yotzeis mi picha yisparech. It's in real time coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachem, finishes off the Nefesh HaChaim. Kol ha-Torah, kedushasa shava b'li shum chiluk v'shinoi klal chas v'shalom. There's no difference what part of Torah you're learning, which is a little bit different than what he said before, that there's a difference between halach and agada, but let's be mine into that later. There's no part, because whatever it is, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning in real time with us. Kol ha-Torah, k'dushas ha-shava b'li shum chiluk v'shinui klal chas v'shalom, ki ha-kol dibor piv yisbarach, shmoi mamish, v'im chisar b'sefer Torah ois achas mi-pasuk, aluf timna, from what seems to be an unimportant pasuk, if it's missing one letter, he nifselas kemayim hayenechser ois achad echad me'asar sadibrois. Oimi pasuk shma Yisrael. Mashkasuk v'amarambam zechrein avarach v'hu mitana d'veil yo. So what is this last nekuda over here? The last nekuda is that you might think that what I'm learning now is not so important. I'm learning halacha, I'm learning agada, I'm learning kachim, I'm learning something which is not nogei lemaisa right now. There's no such thing as not important. It's all diburei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all one shleimus, just like you see a Sefer Torah that's missing even one letter from a pasuk which doesn't seem so significant, achois timna, aluf timna, you know, which was, you know, from Esav's family, timna, in other words, that's how Amalek came about. Timna was the pelegesh of Alifaz. So we're back to that Pelegesh story. But nevertheless, there's no part of Torah that's not important, because every ois is important. So it means to say that if we're learning lechazar on the whole thing before we close the meeting, that if we're learning l'shem shemayim, meaning that before we learn, we're mekabel on ourselves. It's very simple. We're mekabel on ourselves ol malchus shemayim. So we're mekabel ol malchus shemayim means, the way I'm understanding it, is we have just hooked up our gashmius to something higher. Our malchus becomes leislei migarmei klum. It's not about us. While we're learning Torah l'chol hapachas, you've just hooked it onto the wagon. You've hooked the wagon onto the truck. You've created, you're part of the chain, which is going all the way up the Sviros, all the way to the Keser, which is up to Atzilus, which is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Makom Ba'atzmai. Every single ois is a hookup to those Mekoymus, which are higher to us, on the Tznai, that it's Picha. It has to be Mipiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, not only are we hooked up, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mamish learning with us at the same time, in real time, and quoting a Yisrael, quoting a Chaim, quoting a Josh, quoting, which is probably not so good that I'm muting everybody. We should be saying, okay, Shkoyach everybody for coming, beautiful. We should all have safety, we should all have bracha, and I'm just asking everybody, you know, like, to be very, very careful. Don't take any hakalot in this, because even a mute of Sofik Nefashos, it just hit me very hard that a few of my chaverim are very, very sick, and a couple died. You know, we're playing with fire here. And I'm just asking everybody, Choloshin Shabakasha, I mean, those who know me know I'm not a dramatic, you know, just don't take any chances on anything. Stay home. Stay home, sit and learn, and use the time to play with your kids. And that's what we should be doing. Okay, bracha v'atzlacha.